With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and Israel's prime minister speak for the first time in more than a month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Monday's phone call between the president and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu marked their first interaction in several weeks. The two leaders have differing views on the food crisis in Gaza and the conduct of the war with Hamas, straining the relationship between allies. Adding to the tension, Senate Majority Leader Schumer's call last week for new Israeli elections. Republicans were outraged, as were Israeli officials, while President Biden called it a good speech. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the wake of some alarming incidents, there's a safety message from United Airlines.
The CEO of United Airlines is trying to reassure travelers that the airline is safe despite a series of recent incidents, ranging from a panel falling off a plane to an engine fire. CEO Scott Kirby says United will review safety training for all employees. Some of the recent incidents, though, might not normally attract much attention, but have gained more news coverage and clicks on social media because of the sheer number affecting one airline in a short period of time. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court has refused to halt a prison sentence for former Trump White House official Peter Navarro as he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is expected to report Tuesday to a federal prison for a four-month sentence after being found guilty of misdemeanor charges for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro has maintained that he couldn't cooperate with the committee because former President Donald Trump had invoked executive privilege. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points, the Nasdaq rose 130, the S&P 500 advanced 32. This is SRN News. Arkansas is no longer allowing residents to use X instead of male or female on driver's licenses.
Since 2010, Arkansas has allowed transgender residents to use X on driver's licenses and state-issue ID cards. But the state has announced changes that reverse that practice. Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls the move common sense. In a news release, she said Arkansas, quote, will not endorse nonsense as long as she's governor. Jeremy House, SRN News.
In his State of the Union address, President Biden said opponents of Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But the head of SBA Pro-Life America argues that it's the president and Democrats who underestimate the power of women. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer says 60% of women who've had abortions wish they'd just had the financial security or emotional support to continue. This is SRN News. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters early Monday.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told his parliament that North Korea fired a number of ballistic missiles into the waters between the two nations. He said there was no reported damage nor injuries, and he denounced North Korea's repeated tests as acts that threaten the region. The North's previously known missile tests were a month ago and came following the recent end of South Korean U.S. military drills. George Williams reporting.
Armed gangs attacked two villages in Nigeria's northwest over the weekend and seized at least 100 people from their homes. The attacks occurred in Nigeria's Kaduna state, where nearly 300 schoolchildren were abducted less than 2 weeks ago. Such abductions are blamed on bandit groups known for mass killings and kidnappings in Nigeria's northwestern and central regions. More details at SRNnews.com.